Pullman and Lubbock, I don't think there's any. There's no comparison, quite honestly.
There might be a lot of comparisons. I don't know. I've never been to Pullman. I hear it's a beautiful place.
Number one thing, it's not Lubbock.
it does have that going for it.
Yeah. It's not quite as flat as Lubbock, I don't think.
And the people, you know, when I used to cover sports, going to Lubbock, I enjoyed it tremendously. The people who you dealt with out there were great. They were just great. Of course, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, that's right.
Things have changed.
Yeah, the greatness left.
Yeah. After graduating one out of there, it smells like smells like cow poo out there a lot.
Hey, you tell Noah about the flood, buddy. I spent 6 years out there. I know.
Yeah. I'm just saying this is the only place I'd ever been, only place I'd ever been where there was a wait to get into Chili's and you could walk right into Outback. Now, you tell me. I went into the grocery store and went, where's the beer?
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Yeah. No kidding. I think that's changed now, but at the time. A guy in Oklahoma claims that he's a master stuntman. But
he's got to prove it, right?
Police are saying he's just an arsonist. According to CNews, Thomas Ackerman is accused of setting fire to a laundromat late at night.
Setting a fire?
Yeah. A laundromat.
Really?
Owner of the business allegedly discovered Mr. Ackerman hanging out inside the burning building after hours, surrounded by flames. How's that coffee doing for you?
Oh, nobody else can hear it except
okay.
you.
All right. Our high definition here, you can hear Chase pouring his 27th cup of coffee for this morning.
Second.
Okay. Ackerman explained that he's a professional stuntman and he was just doing his job. Claimed that he's worked in the recent Spider-Man films, as a matter of fact, and that he was using...
Were the Spider-Man people aware of it?
I don't know. I mean, again, when you're confronted, I guess you just say the first thing that comes into your mind. Using his engineering expertise to design the Green Goblin's hoverboard. Mm-hmm. He also claimed to have held 7 college degrees, also mixed martial artist. Here we go, best of all, a disc jockey, among other things. Yeah. Cop showed up.
Wait, wasn't this guy in the administration at Texas A&M?
That's right. I did. And by the way, I was one of those, too. Mm-hmm. Cops showed up, arrested him
for... They fired him after they found out he was lying.
So. Yeah, they did. Starting the fire here. Police say that... Mr. Ackerman refused standard handcuffs, though. Apparently, he wanted...
He wanted sparkly ones.
Yes.
Furry ones.
He said...
adding to the story there, buddy.
He wanted leg shackles, but that was for the safety of officers because his feet were certified weapons, and so wanted to...
They should have just did a peremptory tase.
Just in case. We're doing this ahead of time. Yeah.
I just made up a word.
You did.
Preemptory. Info.
Mason.
Was that preemptory? What was that?
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
Apparently I need 27 cups of coffee this morning. Don't mind me.
Okay. Just to get you. You can just read the news a couple of times an hour, then rest of the stuff will kind of...
Yeah, just don't put a question mark on my computer screen.
All right.
I'm Chase Murphy. I
tell all my friends that my dad's nice.
I tell all mine that he gives great prices.
I want everyone to know that Team of Navasota, we're really nice, and we always give a great price.
Like a 2011 F-150 from Team Ford for $18,988, or only $279 a month.
Nice price.
Or get a 2012 Ford Fiesta for $179 a month. If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike.
Team of Navasota, we're the home of the nice price.
Hey, there you go, 617, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Happy December, everybody. It's December the 1st, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. Singer Billy Paul turns 77 years old today.
Man.
Yeah, actor-director Woody Allen.
Go ahead. We'll do it after. We'll do it after the birthdays. Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
You all right?
There was something, I always do something about this day being a special day, but we'll do it in a minute.
Yeah. Woody Allen is 76 years old. That's...
Oh, my.
Yeah.
And his wife's like 22. And
He's Mia Farrell's son-in-law, right? Uh-huh. Yeah, there you go. Singer Diane Lennon of the Lennon Sisters turned 72 years old today.
Yeah.
There you go. Lee Trevino, the golfer, turns 72 years old today. John Densmore, drummer for The Doors, is 67 years old. And actress, singer...
Yep. Jim Morrison's been dead for 40 years.
Yeah.
And you're still known as the drummer for the Doors.
Right.
Oh, really? Come on, you hear me? That's me on Come On Baby, Light My Fire. Yeah,
somehow he just couldn't get a studio gig, something.
Yeah.
Bette Midler, the singer-actress, turned 66 years old.
Met her.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had my picture taken with her.
Really?
What's that drummer's name again?
John Densmore.
Do you think he maybe solo, just he travels the solo act?
Yeah.
He comes out with drums.
Yeah, boom.
Yeah, because those late 60s, early 70s drummers, they weren't exactly riffing.
No, they weren't. No. Yeah, name that tune.
Yeah, really. Hey, you want to hear me play a song?
Yeah.
No, because I don't think you know what you're playing.
Yeah. Here's a big hit for us back in 1963.
Yeah. VH1 Storytellers.
Yeah. Hope you like this one. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, here's a little marching cadence for you.
Boom, boom, boom. Storyteller.
Yeah, storyteller.
Some kind of drum set.
Yeah, here's the dance mix. For the... Okay. One hit wonder, Gilbert O'Sullivan is 65.
What was Billy Paul? Billy Paul was a one hit wonder.
That's true. We had, two.
Me and Mrs. Jones.
Yeah, there you go. And Gilbert O'Sullivan was.
He's still alone again, naturally.
Alone again, naturally. Yeah, there you go. Actor Treat Williams turned 60 years old today. And, you know, the best actress that we have coming up each and every year.
Yes, indeed. We do. We celebrate it with relish.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Charlene Tilton. Is, Charlene, I mean, you know, her body of work was her body, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Is 53.
Be sure and ask Johnny Lee about her.
Right? Yeah, years old. Comedian Sarah Silverman is 41 years old today. And that's all I got.
We got, Carol Alt, she was a model, 51 years old. Bob Gowen, who is the host of Entertainment Tonight, I understand, is 57.
Mm-hmm. He is.
And Jared Fogle.
Oh, Subway Boy.
Yeah, who, of course, wouldn't be anybody were it not for losing weight with the Subway thing. So
yeah.
There you go.
That's right. And he eats enchilada plates now.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. So today we...
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
What did he ever do to you?
Well, you know, you just can't live a whole life, you know.
Well, and once again, I mean, somebody loses... What?
He's made his money. He can eat out now.
Well, you know, then that's just it. I mean, you are the face.
Uh-huh.
Of that campaign,
right?
Of that advertising angle.
Oh, yeah.
So what happens if you see him at a restaurant and you hear him say, "Yeah, I'd like the large queso."
Yeah.
He's down at a couple of chili dogs. Yeah.
Because when you see somebody and they've lost weight, you go, "Hey, you look really good."
Uh-huh.
Now, and you know, here's Jared. Maybe he's put on 4 or 5 pounds. Is anybody going to go,
huh?
Yeah.
Those compliments start to decrease.
That's it. Yeah. So you're wearing your prosperity. I see. That's very nice. Yeah. So anyway. But today, today is National Pie Day.
I like pie. You like pie, too?
Yeah. So consider that you have something in common with the leader of the free world.
I like pie. You like pie, too?
Yeah. So there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Wonder what kind of pie you like. That doesn't matter.
Oh, you know.
24 shot.
Whatever they. Or something nasty. Yeah.
Whatever they serve on Air Force One, because that's where he lives, right?